This is The Widow's Club with Alexandra Wyman.
Hello, hello. It is so good to be with you today. As you can hear, my voice is a little scratchy, so I'm going to do my best to make sure that you all can hear me. I have been dealing with losing my voice on and off now for a little bit, and have been working with some doctors to figure out if anything's going on, and really what their beautiful answer is, it's stress related. So unfortunately, we can't get rid of stress, but I am trying to engage in more tools and strategies and things that can help me de-stress. So I just can't believe that we are here at the end of 2023. It's been so up and down, I feel like, for this year. I was reflecting how at the beginning of the year, I remember listening to quite a few podcasts that were saying that this year was either going to be really amazing and aligned for people and so much growth and just gratitude. And then for others, it would kind of be almost the polar opposite of just working through stuff, trying to get more aligned, potentially having to work through conflict. And I'd say for me, the year has been a mix of those. And towards the end, I think I've been like, let's get to 24. Let's see what's going to happen. And nothing really big. I think there's just been life. I say that life happens. So whether it's been Buddy getting sick, or, you know, he had to transition to a new school again, and that was a whole big thing. And I found that when he's not settled, it's really hard for me to focus on anything else until I know that he's good to go. So it's a good point to reflect on kind of how this year has been. And so as we close out this year, and I do want to say, I hope some of the tips helped through getting through some of the holidays. I know I definitely had to remind myself to use my own tips when being out and about during the holidays. And we really just had a nice time. I'm getting to a point where I'm working on what kind of traditions that I would like to engage with Buddy in, just the two of us. And this is a new thing for me. And for the past couple of years, I just haven't really been really clear on it. Haven't really found anything. And this is the first year where I see that some ideas are actually starting to form. So we were able to do that. And this year was just very magical. We do celebrate Christmas in our family. And it was just really fun to see he was participating in decorating and participating in anything that we could do around the holidays. And it was just very sweet. We also do stuff for, we call them Christmas families, where we help contribute to families who are in need. And he got to participate in that. And so it's fun to look at what traditions. I haven't fully figured out what traditions those are going to be, but I'm working at them and really trying to spend time just the two of us so that we can, yeah, create our own flow, our own thing. And as this year comes to a close, I'm going to share a little bit about how I like to close the year. And I want to say, doing any of what I'm going to say that I do doesn't have to come at the end of a year. It can come at any point. It can be, you know, the main thing for me is to marking a certain amount of time to reflect on when I set my intention, how did that go? And it can be related to the Chinese New Year. I have a friend who does it based off of her birthday. I just like to do it at the end of the year because it's a natural close, but it's not related to setting New Year's resolutions. I used to be very into that. And I was definitely one of those people where I would get into that crux of, I've got my New Year's resolutions, I'm going to do all of this. And by February, it was nothing. So I was on that bandwagon for a really long time. So instead, what I like to do, and I've pulled some ideas from other friends and what they do as part of their ritual for the end of the year, is I first like to reflect on what sorts of things do I want to leave in 2023? What are the things that I feel were either growing opportunities, relationships that just have ended or didn't serve me, interactions that were hurtful or painful, where I feel like I don't want to carry on those feelings. I want to work through those feelings and work through those hurts and heal, but I don't want to carry on any grudge or frustration into the new year. So examples of that, I mean, I've given a couple, but for me personally, when I'm looking at it, I've had a couple of friendships that have actually ended this year. And part of my healing process has been working through the gamut of emotions tied to that. And I'll be honest, I'm not fully healed from that. But one of the things for me as I set my intention for what I want to leave in 2023 is I don't want to carry on, again, the frustration of how these friendships ended or the mourning related to how things carried out. Instead, what I'd like to do is to carry into 2024 that I want to keep moving forward and healing and taking the lessons I've learned from those relationships and those friendships and be able to use those lessons and that knowledge to inform new friendships and relationships in 2024. So hopefully you can kind of see it's letting go of the things that just don't serve us anymore, but in a way that it's not tucking it away, ignoring it. Because I've definitely done that before, and sometimes that happens. I've definitely been like, I'm going to leave this in this year. And then in the next year, recognize that I have still carried stuff and have to go back and really work on just trying to heal that. And sometimes it heals really well, and sometimes it just takes time. And that's totally okay. And then the flip side is for setting intention for the next year, what ways do I want to increase who I am as a person? And increase really isn't the best word. All of this really, what I want to be really clear about, this is about me as my person. This isn't about things I want to achieve. You can totally do a manifestation list, and I do that as well. That's separate. This is about who was I in 2023? What parts do I feel aren't serving me that I can leave behind? And then what are the ways that I want to continue to grow as a person into 2024? So something I might set an intention on is continuing on learning tools and strategies for being the best kind of parent that I can be. How can I work on the relationship I have with my son? Another one for me is really looking at how my organization and how I handle managing everything that needs to be managed, and how can I put that all together and continue to grow in that, because that's an area of growth for me. And so again, the idea is to really focus on the self. I feel like when it comes to things like New Year's resolutions, they focus on ourselves, but usually, at least for me and what I've done, is it's been more external. I'm going to go work out a little bit more so I can be more fit. I'm going to look at jobs to see if I, you know, can I increase my salary? I'm going to get a contractor and look at things I can do around my house. These are all things I can still do and do. I mean, I still have those ideas of like, okay, for stress management, it might be good for me to exercise a little bit more. Who wouldn't want an increase in their salary? I was just talking to my contractor who was giving me bids on certain projects in my house, because I was like, for a lot of people, given the market and current things going on right now in the US, a lot of people can't move, right? Well, at least in my situation, because of my mortgage rate and all that stuff, I would lose money if I were to try and move anywhere. So people are starting to do more job, like little things around their house. So all that to say is that stuff's not, it's not bad to have those as goals. It's not bad to have those as part of your manifestation list. This is more about internally, what can I do to help my soul continue to grow? And so I take my little ritual a little further. And what I'll do is I'll write down the things that I want to leave behind, or people or relationships that I'm like, this just isn't serving me. I want to be able to leave that behind. And I do this safely. I want to be very, very clear. I do this very safely, but I cut each thing into a strip and then I burn it and I just kind of release it. And I say, I release this to the universe. That's just my ending. It's just, again, my little thing to do. You can write it down in a journal. You can just say it. You can think it. There are so many different things you can do. And again, this is just how I like to end the year and bring in the new year as kind of that cleansing of, I shed these things that no longer serve me, and I want to embrace and call in the things that will serve me better. And then find what works, again, what works for you. And if you're like, I'm not doing this around New Year's, then don't do it around now. Again, I think it's helpful just to find a starting point and an end point, not so much of a, did I achieve it? Did I get to that finish line? Because there really isn't a finish line with these types of goals or intentions. But it's more of just tracking, a little bit of tracking, like, how did I do with this? And I write down the things personally and internally that I want to work on. And then I also do a manifestation list, and I'll talk about that briefly. There are some really great resources for how to write a manifestation list. One of the communities that I followed is the To Be Magnetic, and I would say they, for me, do the best job at being able to explain manifestation. This isn't I write it down and it just comes to me thing. There's a whole process, and it does involve really looking at the self, looking at your inner child, being able to heal, and then really piecing apart, are the things that you put on a list of what you want to achieve or have in your life, are those coming from a place of ego, or are they really coming from a place of being a grounded and worthy person? And so I can put a link for where to find the To Be Magnetic community. I've been part of that community for quite a few years now, and it's really fantastic to see, and they really walk you through baby step by baby step of how to do it. And it's really fascinating and an amazing process. So having a list of what you want to achieve or what you want to have in your life is not bad either. I think that's very typical and healthy to do. And for me, I can say I like to have something where I can look at goals and say, how am I doing? How am I getting closer to things that I would like to have in my life? And it's not always just about things, you know, it's not about a car or about clothes, but really just what kind of life in general do I want to have? And then they help break that down. So I won't go into all of that because I'm not the expert of that. I practice it, but I'm definitely not the expert in that. I'll make sure to put a link to that. But those are kind of the two things I like to do, is to kind of close out the year, reflect on things and how I've handled things. I'm saying a lot of things, not very articulate at this time, but how I like to reflect on the year. What has my year looked like? I'll tell you, this year I feel like has just flown by, though. There's just been so much that it's amazing. There are certain days that feel like they go so slow, but then a week goes by so quickly. So this is just my way of reflecting and closing out the year. I really do hope all of you have a beautiful end to your year. I think just for a lot of people, we've just had some life that's been going on. And I know quite a few families where it's just felt like one thing after another. And how do you dig yourself out of that? And it's just more of that endurance piece. I think at least that's what I've had to use to get through those times, especially for this last half of the year, where I've been like, man, life is not letting up. And all this to say, you know, that you can get through it, get to the other side. It's hard in the moment, though, for sure. So I appreciate all of you and for tuning in. And I just am grateful for this opportunity to share some of the tips that have worked for me and the rituals that I like to do in order to continue growing as a person. And feedback from all of you and just hearing from you was also very helpful for me on this journey. And I hope the end of 2023 just ends really beautifully and peacefully for you. And as we enter 2024, that it just is a very fluid transition, and that you're able to embrace and with open arms whatever is coming in this new year. So I thank you all, and happy new year.
Thanks for listening. For more about Alexandra and her work, go to forwardtojoy.com.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.
Hi, this is Candace Sampson, the voice behind What She Said. My show is your destination for stories that not only entertain, but also educate and empower. Every week, I spotlight strong female voices from across Canada, women who are changing the narrative and driving change. Don't miss out on these inspiring episodes. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Music, or head over to whatshesaidtalk.com.
What She Said can also be heard on blasttheradio.com, Mondays at 5 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. That's blasttheradio.com.
It's time to dive into the stories that truly matter.
Produced and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.